Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. And when you're there, you can check out hundreds of other meditations as well. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world, become all who we are meant to be filled with peace, harmony, prosperity. And we do this by opening ourselves up first to connect with our true destiny, our true nature, peace, harmony, and prosperity. We are the key. It starts inside of each of us. Before we go into meditation, I'm going to show you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 143. Greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. Greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. How often have you held yourself back from living the life that you really want? How often have you said no when a door has been opened for you? How often have you denied the possible because you listened to others who said impossible? We are reminded today, greatness is your birthright. Greatness, the ability for much more, excellence, and fine, whatever that is for you, the fine life, the fine choice, the best choice, to receive more of whatever it is that you really desire. Greatness, we're told, is your birthright. It came with you, part of your beingness. It's like saying, you deserve it. It's already here for you. It was meant for you all along. It's not something that you prove that you're good enough to receive, as so many people in our society have taught us that we have to prove that we're good enough. No, dear ones, you're already great. You already are deserving. You already are more than enough. So greatness is simply part of your beingness. And the shift to this place is listening inside. We're told you just need to believe. Take as real, true, have confidence that's meant for you, that's right for you. You just have to believe. Believe inside this higher truth, this higher vision, your soul's delight for you, rather than outside of you. And outside of you means at some point, not even that people are stopping you from doing, being, going for, whatever it is that you have this inkling you're meant to be or do. It becomes outside of you within your mental self. You no longer need anyone else to tell you no. It's too hard. You probably won't make it. What will happen if you don't make it? You're probably not good enough. You do this to yourself. So this outside of you is outside of your soul self. It becomes your mental self. You take on, out of years of habit, you take on the words of the external world. You take on the naysayer you take on being the prison guard, if you will, that keeps you stuck in your own inner jail instead of stepping out in the sunlight and recognizing you are free and you may travel anywhere you desire. You may climb any hill you want, any mountain you want, spiritually speaking, and maybe physically speaking. There are no limits. If you are feeling it inside, the truth is calling you. The truth is awakening you to listen to the higher truth. Let go all the blocks others have ever said to you, any of the blocks that you have taken on yourself. Believe in your soul's voice. Believe in your intuition. Believe in your angel songs to you. Believe in God's truth and love for you. That's what life is really about. To follow the call of love and possible and I am, as in you are deserving, you are great, you are able, you are capable, you are more than enough. You are deserving of the best. Follow God's voice, this truth of you, who you are, this perfect child of God, coming into physical being in this earthly plane. You've already done anything you need to prove your greatness. So now it's time to harness this power inside, believing in the vision inside. All people who have achieved what we call greatness have done this. It's not an accident. They believed. Whatever that was, they believed. I was speaking to an elderly aunt yesterday, and she was reminiscing lots of stories and remembering one of her sisters and her husband, her sister's husband, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe seemed like, to so many people, such a loser. He was an alcoholic at one point in his life. But he was a happy man. And he happened to be Irish. And he had many, many accidents in his life. Falling down stairs, car accidents. She was telling me about how they came with the jaws of life to get him out of a car accident. And every single time, he came out unscathed. Never had a scratch, never had a bruise, never had a broken bone. And he really lived his belief that he had the luck of the Irish. Whether that is true or not, he believed it. He lived his life from this truth and lived 20 years past his wife, my aunt, in this state. And somehow, no matter what he had or didn't have, he was always provided for. Things always seemed to work out right for him. Whether he worked hard or not, he always had this outlook like life's okay, all is well, and believed. Now, I'm not saying be like Uncle Joe, but I am sharing the belief that carried him through his life. No matter what was happening, the ups and the downs, the abundance and the loss, the hurt and pain and the joy, Uncle Joe believed he had the luck of the Irish and life was great. Everything worked out right. And from his perspective, it did. No matter what others said about him, what others said in the family about him, life was a good life. He led a good life. Life was great. All was well. It doesn't matter who you are, dear one. It doesn't matter what your dream or desire is. It starts inside. This belief inside that you are one with the vision coming through you, the voice coming through you. This is the truth. This is what's real, not the external world. You hear or have heard seemingly Horatio Alger stories where someone came out of a desolate life, a family, maybe a crime-ridden neighborhood, poverty, and somehow makes it. It's not that they somehow made it. They believed they could. They believed from the inside out in, yes, I am. They knew they were not their physical existence. What appeared to be true, that wasn't their life. That's not what they were born into. That just happened to be the current circumstances. The circumstances they were meant to rise out of. Not to belittle it. Simply, this wasn't their life. They found the good, whatever there was, and moved to a new place, inspired by an inner view, a higher view, a view that they could believe in, not the appearance externally, not what people said externally. Even Thomas Edison was told he was not able to be educated, wasn't smart enough. Thomas Edison, the man who invented the light bulb, and hundreds of other patented inventions. Thank goodness his mother believed in him and let him go and play in, of all places, the railroad yard, where he discovered his ability to invent, instead of believing in what others, so-called educated others, had to say about him. Greatness, dear one, is your birthright. It is each of our birthrights. You are here for a higher purpose. You get inklings here and there. It's never too late to harness the power within you, this power within you, to be all who you are meant to be. This power that says, yes, you can. Yes, you deserve it. Yes, it is. All for you. For when you are one with your greatness, others benefit. Take Edison. His invention wasn't just for him. Others, all of us, continue to benefit. For years and years and years, hundreds of years. It starts with believing inside. trusting the vision, the feeling, the words, the image, this knowingness inside. It starts with claiming your birthright. Yes, I am great. Yes, I'm deserving. Yes, I can have the best. Till it becomes part of your beingness from your soul self, not your head self. That's the dilemma. That's the dilemma, dear one. People have raised many of us to be concerned about being greedy, selfish, and so we deny our greatness. You can say yes without being conceited. You can say yes, I do deserve the best, whatever that best is for you, without being greedy. You can have it all and stay in love, coming from your higher self, your divine loving self. Greatness is your birthright. There's no conceit involved, no greed involved, although people do it from that place. If you've been struggling to claim your greatness, oftentimes it's about the confusion from external signals and internal knowingness. It shows up in lots of ways. Simply starting today, feel God's truth in you. Listen to God's voice in you. And if you find yourself hearing negative, then recognize you are not hearing God's voice. God's voice is sweet, gentle, quiet, often like a whisper, passing through. There's nothing negative about it. And so the voice you may have been listening to, this voice of reason, as sometimes it is called, is that learned voice from external so-called expert figures, authority figures that have been in your life. They are not God's voice. They are not God's messengers. Greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. Believe in the truth. Choose excellence for yourself, dear one. Choose what's in your finest and best good with absolute confidence that this is God's choice for you. When you are anchored in love and following your heart without any attachment to the end result, you have chosen wisely. You have chosen the greatness that was yours all along. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowly, feeling your body rise and fall with each breath. Listening as you breathe in and out. becoming one with the waves of the universe. One with the energy of creation. Allowing yourself to come inside. Feeling this peace. As you look around, see this color, this light, feel the stillness. Allow yourself to suspend all external beliefs. Float here in this inner heaven. Doing nothing. Simply being here now. Letting go. Allowing yourself to simply float inside. Feeling the energy. Seeing this light inside. Allowing yourself to simply be here, deep within this limitless inner cosmos, your own heaven on earth now. Resting inside letting go, allowing yourself to drop deeper and deeper within. Feeling your entire body becoming more and more tranquil. In this inner world of deep peace. See the light, perhaps a pinhole, see the light, light calling out to you, the portal to your soul, follow the light. As you do, it bursts into a brilliant star. inside yourself, being drawn closer and closer to this inner light, feeling the warmth, feeling the love. This love that's inviting you in. Inviting you to know your true self. You are one with the power and presence of God. God is within you now and always. Listen to God's message of love for you now. The message of possible and positive. A peace and happiness. Feel the love streaming towards you. Feel the love pulsating through you. Feel love awakening within you. Remember your greatness. Remember the truth of your being. You are divine love. Choose divine love. Choose all who you are and more. Nothing else will ever satisfy. Feel love. Allow yourself to see yourself at your happiest moment. Perhaps it's an image from long ago and you're just a child. A moment in time when you felt pure love. A moment in time when you had no external concerns. A moment in time when you felt the world was yours. Whether it was a sandbox or a toy, or the ocean you are playing in. Feel that moment again. Everything is possible. You're filled with joy and possible. And yes, you're filled with happiness and laughter. You're filled with knowingness and peace. You're filled with love. Feel the perfection of that moment. Feel the perfection within you. Feel yourself one with this truth. I am one with God's love. God and I are one. Greatness is my birthright. I believe. Yes, I believe. Feel love pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. I am one with divine love. I believe. God and I are one. Thank you, God. It is true. It is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live your everyday life from this truth, this knowingness. From your birthright and choose greatness. So as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths. Knowing this light of God is still with us, radiating through us, guiding us, as we slowly feel ourselves coming back to the surface, aware of your chest rising and falling with each breath. Consciously breathing into your heart, into your head, into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently, and into your feet, squeezing them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance and unity. Let there be transformation. Greatness is our birthright, our beingness. Believe in your intuition. Follow the call of love. I am that I am. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Om, Om, Om.
You are greatness. I love you. Thank you, and God bless.